Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
Buckle up. Carla. Hold on tight. It's the Strawberry Letter. I got you, Steve. I did
it. Okay. I was going to do something way different.
What were you going to say?
Go ahead. Don't worry about it.
What were you going to do it?
Let's just go.
Okay.
It was going to be real short.
Like what, Steve? Just say it.
Strawberry Letter.
That's it.
Thank you. No touching in public, no touching in public. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 46-year-old married woman, and I am having an affair with my pastor. He's new to our city, so I was chosen to show him around and help him get acclimated. He's a married man with two children, but his wife and children decided to stay put until their oldest daughter graduated high school. So he was new in town and bored out of his mind. We started hanging out a lot, and he let his guard down with me. I found out he uses profanity, drinks alcohol, and smokes weed when he's around his frat brothers. He came to our house for dinner a few times, and my husband called him a false prophet. He said that he's self-centered and braggadocious, and my husband was right. But I did not care because I had already fallen for him. My husband stopped going to church, and that was fine with me because I spent a lot of time with the pastor after church in his office. We have a very unique bond, and the sex is unbelievably good. But there is one problem with him. He is overly affectionate and sees me as his property. Some things are reserved for only my husband, like all public displays of affection. When I'm out with the pastor, he will not keep his hands off me. He will either walk with his hand on my shoulder or my waist. He feels my breast and grabs my behind whenever he wants to. He caught me off guard and laid a juicy kiss on my lips in a restaurant. He hates to be told no and thinks I should let him do whatever he wants. My husband does not suspect anything that's going on. I don't want to keep it that way. Why would a married man carry on this way in public? How do I keep him happy but stop all his public displays of affection? What? This right here? Listen, first of all, you need to ask yourself that question. Why would a married woman carry on this way in public? I mean, it's not about what he's doing. It's about what you're allowing him to do to you, married woman, in public. I'm embarrassed for you because you don't get it. You don't get it at all. You're out in public with him, your married pastor, and you yourself have a whole husband at the house. How can it be that the only thing you see wrong with this whole scenario is PDA, public displays of affection? This whole affair is wrong from start to finish. But no, you don't mention anything about that. You just want him to stop disrespecting you in public. I mean, don't you know he's also disrespecting your husband, your marriage? But you obviously don't care about any of that because you didn't say anything about it. What do you want Steve and I to tell you? How to keep your side piece happy? Because that's the question you asked, how to keep him happy. That was your question. It seems like you're doing a pretty good job to me. You seem to be keeping him very happy. This is a mess right here. Don't bring us into this mess, because when your husband finds out, if he hasn't already, when the church finds out, when your pastor, boyfriend, his wife finds out, this is going to be a mess, okay? It's already a mess, and I'm just surprised you can't see that and don't care about that because the sex is so amazing and all of that. You got a problem, and it's a big one. Steve?
You know what? I don't even know. You know what? I'm just imagining our listeners in the car, at home, at work, listening to this letter.
Yeah, yeah.
And Shirley said, what do you want us to do? Are you serious? Are you really kidding me? So you're a 46-year-old married woman, and I'm having an affair with my pastor. Now, he's new to our city, so I was chosen to show him around to help him get acclimated. Wait a minute. I'm confused. How do you all vote who takes the new pastor around? The married woman? Because my wife ain't taking nobody around showing your ass nothing about this shit. I don't give a damn how you find your way, man. Google.
Yeah.
Right.
Get your iPhone up and start pressing Uber Eats. Mm-hmm. You can Google where everything. I ain't got to take you around, show you nothing. He's a married man with two children, but his wife and children decided to stay put, and their oldest daughter graduated high school. So he was new in town and bored out of his mind. We started hanging out a lot, and he let his guard down with me. I found out he uses profanity, drinks alcohol, and smokes weed when he's around his fraternity brother. I don't want to suggest what frat that is.
But what?
But why are you looking like that?
I'm
think it's yours? Sounding like that.
You think it's your frat?
I'm concerned. It has some things in here.
Suspicious.
Very suspicious. He came out to our house for dinner a few times, and my husband called him a false prophet. And your husband was right. And you know why your husband was right?
Yeah.
Because men know men.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to tell you something. I don't know how you don't think what I'm about to share with you when we come back is going to happen, but it is. And we'll be back. And I don't know why you know this.
I know. This letter is stanky, ain't it? All right. All right, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject, no touching in public. That's all she's worried about. It's crazy.
Right.
We'll be back. It's 23 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct,
varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Are you ready for a family vacation you will never forget? One where anything is possible? If so, it's time to plan your getaway to sunny Orlando. Orlando really is the ultimate family destination. It's time to break out the matching bedazzled t-shirt, dust off your go-to dad jokes, and prepare for exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, and fresh new dining experiences, and so much more. Of course, you know that Orlando is the theme park capital of the world, with 15 of the world's top theme parks and water parks all in one place. And beyond the parks, there is also excitement and family fun around every corner. If you're ready to plan an epic Orlando vacation, but you're not sure where to start, you can talk one-on-one with one of their Visit Orlando vacation planners. In Orlando, anything is possible. If you can imagine it, plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, no touching in public.
No touching in public. This woman is concerned about this because she's a married woman, 46-year-old, having an affair with her pastor. Her pastor just came to town. He's new. His family, wife and kids, stayed behind so his daughter can graduate high school. And she was selected as the person to show the pastor around. So they've been spending a lot of time together. He's bored out of his mind. Well, he ain't bored no more because y'all started hanging out a lot. He let his guard down. I found out he smokes weed when he's around his fraternity brothers, uses profanity and drinks alcohol. He came to our house for dinner a few times, and my husband called him a false prophet. You know why your husband called him that? Because he know men. Men are men. See, I don't care if you the pastor, you the priest, you the temple monk, you the head of the clergy, you the pope. When you get rid of all them titles, you know what you are first? A man.
A man.
And there's some, we got some things about manhood that just don't change. Some real simple rules to manhood. And your husband said he a false prophet. He full of. See, he said that he's self-centered and braggadocious. My husband was right, but I didn't care because I had already fallen for him. So now you extra trifling. You bring in the dude to your house that you having an affair with on your husband. Your husband stopped going to church, and that was fine with me because I spend a lot of time with the pastor after church in his office. We have a very unique bond, and the sex is unbelievably good. I'm assuming you're talking about in his office. At the church. But there's one problem with him. He's overly affectionate and sees me as his property. You are. You are a piece of property. Some things are reserved for my only for my husband, like all public displays of affection. Wait a minute. You got a lot of nerve. You're drawing lines now? Yeah. There are certain things that's reserved only for your husband, like public. What about your body? Mm-hmm. What about your sex? What about your mouth? What about all that? What about your heart? So just that ain't reserved just for your husband. Man, right. I'm glad you ain't my wife. Cause you trifling. You a good old trifling ass chick. Cause now just reserved for your husband is public displays of affection. Now you can get anything else you want from me. But we need to watch all this kitschy touchy. Right. We're gonna stop this here. When I'm out with the pastor, he will not keep his hands off me. He will walk with his hand on my shoulder or my waist. He feels my breasts and grabs my behind whenever he wants to. But you let him.
Yeah.
That's what y'all doing up at the church and all. That's what y'all always do. What's the matter? He been grabbing your breasts. He caught me off guard and laid a juicy kiss on my lips in the restaurant. He hates to be told no. Okay. Didn't your husband tell you that? He's self-centered and braggadocious. Now you telling me he hate to be told no. Didn't your husband say he was self-centered and braggadocious? But you said you ain't care because you already fell for it. My husband does not suspect anything is going on and I want to keep it that way. Why would a married man carry on this way in public? Are you kidding me? Why would a married woman carry on like this in public?
Yes.
What's wrong with you? You're so damn stupid. And, I'm going to show you how stupid you are. Let me explain something to you. You don't think after this letter goes on the air with these specifics that your stupid behind typed and sent
That's
in
right.
for us to read out loud. You 46 and married. He's a pastor from out of town. Family didn't come with him. He bored out his mind. You was assigned to show him around. You don't think that other people hearing this letter ain't gonna add up what 2 and 2 is? Because ain't a whole lot of churches got pastors coming to town and leaving their wife and kids back home so they can graduate college and assigned you to drive them around. And you married. See, this letter ain't hard to add up. You married, he married.
That's
you
right.
driving him around. Lady, that's how stupid. Stupid. And somebody called me one time, Steve, you should stop using stupid when referring to people. Well, what y'all want to call it? What? What you want me to
correct
do?
Word.
What word fit her in this letter that's better than stupid? Because I'm trying to figure it out.
You said trifling. Okay.
How do I keep him happy but stop all this public displays of affection?
What?
Well, to keep
That's
him
all
happy.
All she cares about.
Keep
what?
Being his property.
Yeah.
Keep writing us. This is almost over after this airs.
And, all right.
And ass whooping. We're going to see a news story about a pastor getting his ass whooped. And I think we're going to have found him.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.